Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I am your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
Maintaining. That's all I can do. How are you?
Same here. Maintaining is, it seems to be the overwhelming theme of the last month or so, and I think that's going to be the theme for the rest of the year, personally, but that's all we can do.
Absolutely. Every time they go back and forth with these dates, I say, don't give me a date. I don't pay attention to the date. When things go back, they go back. You know, because when they keep giving these dates, they're just giving people false hope. You know, you got a date with no real set plan in place and no progress, but you got a date. Oh my God, that damn fool, 45. I swear I can't.
Yeah, he's on my TV now. I'm just, yeah. You know, I think.
Let him buy y'all vote. Not let him buy y'all vote.
that he can send me that money, and I'm a. Be on my way to the market with my middle finger in the air. Say, thank you, sir. Fuck you, sir.
Absolutely.
You know, in the words of the great Jim Cornette, thank you, fuck you, bye.
So, we will be having one of those shows coming up very soon.
Yes.
People, we still have to focus on elections. We still have to. Do not let this distract you. We still have our share of work to do. Okay. So, but definitely. But I want to welcome everybody for joining the show today. It is Talk Tuesday, and we are talking about relationships. Fix it or ditch it. We're going to discuss the relationship, and is your relationship too damaged to be fixed? Is it worth working out? If you sent us questions, we will be giving our advice today on it. 2020 has been a strange year, so our relationship should be healthy and beneficial. You can always call in 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press the 1 on your telephone keypad to speak with us. I thought that it was important for us to do this show, given that we have this lockdown situation here where you have couples, or some couples anyway, most couples are being forced to be locked down together, and they might not be in the best place. And I think now is the time to kind of utilize this time to fix whatever issues need to be fixed, if it needs to be fixed, and also to reevaluate the relationship. I can only imagine the rates of abuse, domestic violence and stuff like that, increasing in this time where you have people that's forced to be in a confined space that may not even like or love each other, or, you know, whatever the situation may be, under this amount of pressure, because there's a lot that comes along with this lockdown, people not being able to work, people getting hit financially, you know, people not being able to, you know, get away for a moment, if they need to get away for a moment. So, okay. So we're just going to kind of get started here, and we're going to talk a little bit, and hopefully we'll be able to help some guys that's going through certain things. So, anything to say before we get started?
Yeah, I thought this show was very, very important because we covered this topic back in 2017. Whoo, Lord. We covered this topic in 2017 with a show entitled Unhealthy Relationships, Fix It or Ditch It. And I thought that with all the quarantine and the social distancing and the lack of being able to work and all the bullshit that we go through, it'd be good to help some folks out who may be struggling a little bit with their relationships. Because I think right now relationships are being exposed. Your weaknesses are hanging out. You're able to see, damn, I really don't like this motherfucker. You know what I mean? So that buffer of I'm going to get up and go to work, or I'm going to get up and go here. I'm going to get up. No, y'all in the house all, you know, a good portion of the day if you're not a essential worker. So you either trying not to kill each other, or you're fucking like rabbits, or you're Netflixing and chilling, and you, or you're being happy, or you're trying to just maintain. So we wanted to try to highlight on all those aspects, and hopefully we'll get some questions rolling in from people who may just want our two cents. And we'll go from there.
Okie dokie. As we always state time and time again, communication is important in a relationship. The communication will start within the getting to know stage, so you can basically be on the same page, know what each other's wants and needs are, learn each other's love languages, how people communicate, actually communicating so both people can understand the person. If you're ever in a situation where you're not agreeing on something, you can be able to discuss it in a healthy way without it becoming an argument where both people are talking to be heard and not necessarily they're talking to be heard and they're responding without making sure that they clearly comprehend what that person is trying to say. So it is very important to be able to, and don't get me wrong, everybody's not going to agree all the time. Sometimes you might have to agree to disagree and both and understand where that other person is coming from. It can't be all one-sided. But sometimes little arguments blow into something big because it is a bigger issue that has not been resolved. So this is around that time where I'm telling you, if you've been leaving your shoes in the middle of the floor every day and she blow up on you because of those shoes today, it ain't just about the shoes. It's something deeper that she may have probably expressed to you and you ignored it or didn't deal with it, didn't handle it, or completely. Some people, when they don't understand why somebody feel a way, they just brush it off as, oh, it's crazy, you shouldn't feel that way or whatever. And you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to try to understand where that person's coming from. Just put yourself in that person's shoes for a moment. The golden rule, do unto others as you want done to you. And so being able to sit down, communicate, comprehend, and have healthy discussions, now is the time to do it. Because y'all have nothing but time. Let's be real. We have nothing but time to sort things out. And I'm hoping that people who may be having some relationship issues. If it's fixable and we'll get to some of those things in a few, then now is the time to put the work in, because you have no other distractions. No one has to leave for anything. I got time to actually build, do building exercises and do things together. If she cooks, cook with her. If he fixes something in the house, fix it with him. Kind of put yourself in the other person's shoes and kind of build and do these exercises while you're taking care of your home and strengthening your relationship while you do so.
I'm definitely vibing with that, because communications is that cornerstone of every relationship. And if you don't have it, if you don't have it in place from day one, when things are good, things are going to be good, but when they're bad, they're going to be worse. Mm-hmm. And all relationships has its bad days, but when you do not have the proper communication skills, because that's the first step, and then the second step, the connection or the proper chemistry to where you're communicating on an effective level. What do I mean by an effective level? If I'm saying one thing and you ain't hearing me, you're saying one thing and I ain't hearing you, that's not effective. Y'all just talking at each other. You're not talking to each other. So a simple thing is a shoe on the floor. It's not necessarily, like you said, it ain't about the damn shit. It was about that other shit that she pissed off about, or he's pissed off about, because it's weave hair in the goddamn sink. That is me. I am the angry man because there's weave hair in the sink. So, but we want to be able to address certain situations on a case-by-case manner. If you're going to have an argument or you have some problems with your mate at 8 p.m. here on a Tuesday night, it should be based on the argument that happened on Tuesday, not an argument that happened 5 Tuesdays ago that you're still holding on, you're still bitter about, you're still a weak little softened ass about, and you're bringing it back up and adding it to the new issue. That's resentment. And when a person starts to resent you, or you start to resent that person you're with, you're contaminating the good juju of a relationship. Your foundation is starting to crumble because it goes from resentment to disrespect. Now, when you sit down and talk to anyone who's ever cheated on anyone, a good portion of those people, when you get down to the crux of why they cheated, there was a level of resentment at some point. We already know it was a because the act of cheating is disrespectful, so it ain't about the disrespect. But something happened or something occurred that make you look at this person lesser, and the person you cheated with, greater. Oh, they don't do this. They haven't done this, so I'm going to go do me. Mm-hmm. They haven't done this. They haven't paid that bill. They're lacking in this. So when you find yourself in that situation, you're supposed to be talking that shit out. You're supposed to be evaluating the whole relationship, past, present, and if there's a future. Because I'm not saying that we should be sitting here staying with someone for potential. But if you clearly see that there's a foundation and you clearly see that things could be better if the particular issue that's holding you back needs to be fixed. Once it's fixed, you guys would be great. If you're in that kind of situation, you really need to be thinking about how to save your relationship. But if you're in that other situation where you're going, I tried talking to him, he ain't listening, blah, 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 and our relationship would be great, one if he listens, and then there's the other shit. That's a problem. Because if he ain't listening, the simplest thing a human being can do is listen to another human being. You ain't got to agree. You got to at least listen.
Mm-hmm.
And argue your point. You can argue your point. You can articulate your point, however you want to do it, whatever your chemistry is. But goddamn, you can't listen? And there's other issues on top of you not listening? There's no way that relationship's going to be able to work. Because when the dark times come, you're going to need to listen to each other more than ever. So I'm sorry, Queen. Go ahead. I'm just going off.
No, I'm agreeing with you. Because that's the worst thing someone can do. Well, one of the bad things somebody can do is not listen when they're expressing themselves. I always tell people all the time, me, I have absolutely no problem expressing myself and telling somebody how I feel about something, or just getting out, say, on my point of view, period. Because I always say, I don't date mind readers. Somebody will go crazy trying to figure out what's going on in my mind. So therefore, I communicate and I express what I feel. Don't tell anybody how to feel about something. You can't tell someone that they're wrong for feeling the way they feel about something. Their reaction about something is something different. You can tell them that they may have reacted once they have their moment. If it's to a level or point where, you know, things are getting, you know, dangerous or out of hand. But you can't tell them they're wrong for feeling the type of way. You have to kind of sit down and have that conversation and try to understand why they feel that way. Because it can be anything from a past trauma. It can be anything from something that was an issue before in the beginning of the relationship that wasn't resolved. Because sometimes people seem to think just because time go past, it makes things better. And if the if people don't have that conversation and come to that understanding and kind of fix whatever the issue is, it's just going to be sitting there waiting. That seed is planted, and it's going to just be growing and growing and growing until it's too big, to the point where you don't tell, you know, turn an anthole into a mountain, because it was left neglected and it just kind of grew out there. You know, you hear all the time people say, oh, it wasn't that serious. You cannot tell somebody what's serious to them for a reason. That's why you always got to know people's past traumas and what went wrong in their last relationships. Take your time before you go jumping into something else. And stop posting for people, make it seem like everything is peaches and cream when it's not. Deal with it when it's going on right then. Process it, yes. Come back to it. If you need time to process and come back to it, that's okay too. But don't just let it get swept under the rug. And then here it is a year or two later. Now you done did something that done triggered how that person felt because it reminds you of a certain way that you was acting or something that you did around that same time where that issue came about, and now it's trickling all over again. And you say you're bringing up the past because the past was never fixed. It was never dealt with. So now you just did something that triggered that pain, that hurt, that feeling of disrespect or anger or whatever that person was feeling. And now it's popped up right back, and you're going through it all over again.
Mhm. Yeah, that's a major. I'm glad you brought that up because I find myself seeing a lot of that more often than, especially the point of it's not that deep, it's not that serious, it's not this, it's not that. I've been hearing it for years from people when someone comes to you and they're telling you their story, their argument, and what's going on, and they're looking for you to give them some consultation or some advice, and then you listen to how it started, and somewhere in the middle, somebody goes off and say it ain't that deep. you doing too much. You being extra. You wilding out. Let me help y'all out with some shit. Stop telling people that. You're literally asking them to you yourself are making it worse than what it is. If a person is taking the time to tell you that they pissed off about some shit, listen, it may not have been a big deal to you, but you're not in this relationship alone. That's what the whole idea of being partners is about. Because something could be small to you, but greater to the person who's pissed off, and they're trying to tell you this, and you're too busy being defensive and dismissing how they feel. When you dismiss, male or female, you dismiss where a person's coming from, that means you don't give a fuck. You may be doing it by accident, but anybody who's on the other side of that is going to feel like you don't give a fuck. So if you don't give a fuck, the niceties out the window. Now here come the disrespectful talk. Here come the yelling. Here come the cussing. Here come the whole all the asshole talk that y'all end up regretting a day or two later. Don't put yourself in that situation. Listen. Shut the fuck up and listen. That shit is so important. How many people have broken up that really liked each other or really cared for each other? Or it just ain't the same. The energy just ain't never go back to the way it was because some asshole decided that, fuck you, I don't want to hear what you got to say. And brothers, we good at that shit. We good at that because we think she just tripping. And there's a bunch of you ladies that are good at that shit, too. Y'all can be assholes, too. Don't get it twisted. Y'all got assholes, and y'all can be assholes. And sometimes y'all get so full of yourselves because your heart, especially those of you who harbor resentment for other issues to the man. What happens is when you start to resent your mate, male or female, everything pisses you off. So if you calm down, communicate, talk it out, and you get down to the true nature of what is actually bothering each other, you can resolve it quickly and effectively. Now, the goal is, if this is something that needs for a change to happen, it has to happen. Some changes are 5 minutes. Some changes are 5 seconds. Some changes are 5 damn years, depending on what the change is. Now, that requires a level of patience and a level of mindfulness and a level of just good old-fashioned care. You got to give a shit to want to let somebody change. I get that. So if your goal is to, hey, I need to talk to you about something because you want to fix it, then you need to be doing the shit we talking about. And we talking about communications and good communications. Because some of y'all think arguing is communicating. And I know quite a few people who are listening. I'm talking to your monk asses. Yelling and cussing and throwing shit at each other is not communicating. Frying pans upside the head ain't communicating. Goddamn can of cream corn throwing at somebody ain't communicating. You have to talk. And I mean really talk.
Because once you get in a certain level where someone's angry, now they are responding from a place of anger that turns into them just trying to insult and hurt the other person and, you know, get the best low blow in. And when you're saying certain things in that moment, you can't take it back. No matter how much you apologize, no matter how much time goes past, that person is going to remember those things that you said. You know the saying, you will know what somebody feel about you, make them mad. And so that's one of the things we have to avoid. Because that's not communicating. Nobody's listening. Nobody's listening because they don't care at that point. Once you say something to make somebody shut down, at that point, they don't care what you're saying. You can have 20 valid points in that. But once you said what you said to hurt them, they're shut down. They're not listening. They just want you to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And then so mm-hmm. when you shut up, now they can fire. You know, so mm-hmm. then it becomes a back and forth type of thing. And these arguments could be not only over infidelity, it could be over somebody feeling disrespected, not feeling loved, financial things. And in this time of everything that we're going on right now, it's going to be a lot of pressure during these times and after. Because now mm-hmm. people are just trying to get through what's going on. When this is over, people have to deal with the aftermath and try to rebuild what they had. You know, people are going to go through some financial times because right now people aren't working. People can't get through unemployment. Some people may not qualify for unemployment. People waiting on them stimulus checks. People are probably have hours cut, or they went from two incomes in a household to one, or from two to none, or one to none. So it's going to be a strain. Y'all have to be able to communicate because y'all have to be able to express yourself. You guys are going to have to be able to vent to each other and just get off your chest, whatever you're feeling. This is emotional. This is mental. You know? Y'all are going to have to be able to get a plan together for when this is over. How people going to get back on their feet and get the ball back rolling. Some people aren't going to have jobs to go back to when this is over. Some people might be laid off temporarily, but some people aren't going to have jobs to go back to because they've been shut down for so long, they're not making any money, they can't afford to bring employees back. They can't afford to open businesses up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's going to be a whole nother show because we're going to have to know, we're going to have to learn how to cope and how to get back up and dust ourselves off and you know, finish doing what we set out to do.
Yeah. I've seen brothers sit in some of these groups on Facebook and have the conversation of how they were in or were in relationships where they were not the breadwinner, where she was making more money than he or she, you know, and she got laid off. Now, you got a couple brothers who have records who the best job they can get is work, you know, food service or in the service industry. And when he can't do, he has to hear about it. And I got to pay all the bills. You only paying this little funky ass thing. I got to buy all this and you only can do this little ass thing. You, I. And then boom, no work. You're waiting for she's waiting for her stimulus to come through. She can't get through to unemployment because it crashes because everybody and their mama's trying to get on it. And he's working every day. So here I am watching these brothers talk about, you know, look at her now. And in one instant, the man in me goes, damn, you know what, you're right. Stick your chest out. But then my logical self takes over and go, you know what? That ain't cool. Don't be petty. Okay? Don't be petty. I got a whole nother tirade to go on for petty people in relationships. But do not be petty. Because right now is when it went from a two income to a one. And even though her income was greater and she bragged and waved it in your face and whatever the fuck, you have to maintain. Because at the end of the day, if she can't produce, it's all on you now. Mm-hmm. So you've got to, you know, you have to, the best way to show her, for her to get it, is for her to see it. Let's see you getting up, getting dressed, going out, coming in, still doing the same job you was doing before she lost hers. But you still have to be who you're supposed to be. You have to still pay as much bills as you can. Okay? do not fall into that petty ass, dumb ass, raggedy ass trap.
And that's exactly why. So you're supposed to watch how you treat people and how you make people feel, because those tables turn, and sometimes it's completely out of your control. No one should be in a relationship where they have to go day to day feeling less than. Because at the end of the day, now both people should be able to pull their weight as much as they can. And if you have certain circumstances that's prohibiting you from doing that, especially for people who know what situation they in before they get into it, and then complain about something they chose. You chose. You were somebody that you knew was going to have to go through it and jump through some extra hurdles because they had a record or because they didn't have certain skills that's required, or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
And then now that you can't be on your pedestal, you done got knocked down because reality, something beyond our control happened, and now you have to depend on that person. But I agree with Hakim. You as a man, do what you're doing. Don't throw it in her face. Just go out there and be the man that you've been doing. If you can do more, do more. But don't throw it in her face. And hopefully when things go back to, I hate saying normal because this world has never been normal. But when things go back to how the way they were, or somewhat the way they were, where people can go back into the field and everything, then maybe she appreciates how you held it down when she couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Now, if she can't, then it'll be no reason to hold on to that, because that's one of the things people want to be appreciated. I always say, me, I appreciate someone. First of all, I never expect anybody to do, because I'm a realist, I never expect for anybody to do anything that they can't do. It's a difference between not doing because you can't and not doing because you just won't. When I look at my relationships, I don't expect anything from anybody that I know that they can't do. You have to be real with the expectations that you have on people. Because you should be able to know, based on that person or their financial status or their abilities in life, period, what they can and cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you realize somebody can't do something and you still choose to be with them, you cannot hold what they can't do against them, because you knew it and you agreed and you signed up for it. You were okay with it. So when it's time for you to do without that thing, you can't get mad. You can't throw it in their face. It can't be the beginning and the end to every argument, because you knew it. Person didn't misrepresent themselves. You knew exactly what you were getting yourself into. But if that person is trying and that person is doing what they can do, you have to appreciate that. Because that appreciation and that support and that love that they're getting can manifest into something, and that person could become a whole lot better than they were. Now, when you ride somebody and coming down on somebody and treating them like they ain't crap and lowering their self-esteem, now they don't have the tools. They don't have the encouragement. They don't have that to go out there and go get more, because people don't know. You hold people back that way. But I can go on and on about that subject there, but that's a whole nother show. People don't understand.
I mean, it's just about I'm a firm believer in good, strong relationships.
And I think those relationships could turn into something greater. They could produce children. They could produce great marriages, great teams. But if you aren't, you got a lot of half in, half out people. You know, it's I'm all in unless this happens or until this happens. See, people always want the sunshine but can't fucking handle the goddamn rain when it happens. They're all in with you when things, when you up, they want to kiss you. When you down, they want to kick you. Well, I mean, we have to be honest about that. There are some people out there who are in the dating world and in the relationship world, and they're the ones crying about they want a husband. They're the ones talking about they want a real wifey, you know. But they are half-assed people. They only, and they're sometimesy people. They don't come to you in order to fix. They come to you to break. And we have to be able to let these people go. We have to be able to identify who the fuck is who. Who's here to truly and absolutely love me and treat me fairly, call me out on my bullshit, motivate me, and just have my back, versus a person who's just going to just be there when things are great but want to fucking cut your throat when goddamn times get tough. There's plenty of women out there. A brother lost his job. Oh, nigga, she know she fucking do that her job. A lot of dudes. Oh, she's sick and she's not healthy like she used to be. She this ailment hit her. She don't cook like she used to. So fuck it. Let me go smash a little chick around the corner. People are in it for the good times, but don't want to be around in the bad times. Be able to identify who's who. Cut their monka ass off.
That's right.
Okay, we got a couple questions that rolled in.
Okay.
Let's see, we got 22 minutes left. All right, so the first one comes from JoJo Red, who commented in our Reality Talk Network group on Facebook, and she asks, can you fix a relationship when the trust is broken?
You can if what you've done, that person believes that they can forgive you and truly forgive you, not just, you know, forgive you for the sake of forgiving, to kind of, because they're in love, you know, because they still want to be with you. Because you do have some people that do that. If that person truly can forgive the situation, and forgive means accepting that apology, not dwelling on it, not keep bringing it up. And people need to realize when you want to be forgiven for something, that means, because people want forgiveness, but they don't understand they have to do their part is in being able to be forgiven. So you might have to jump through some hoops. You might have to do some things to kind of make that person feel more secure and trust you more. If you're not willing to do that, then you don't want to be forgiven. You might want to let it go. So you have the person has to really be able to want to be forgiven, and that person has to be able, the other person has to be really able to forgive what was done. So it works two ways. You can't say forgive me, but when this person asks you to do A, B, C, and D so they can feel better and it can help them forgive you and trust again, you don't want to do it. You know, or you have to be able to forgive and not tell that person to do A, B, C, and D, and then they do A, B, C, and D, and then you still add an E, F, and G on. So that means you can't really forgive them, because no matter what they do, they're always going to fall short, because that list that you gave them, you're going to keep adding to it. So can a relationship go back? Yes, but you can't do repeat behavior. Baby, you talking to somebody that don't know how to forget nobody. But JoJo, I'm trying to be the voice of reason here. You can't ask somebody that don't forget nobody. You could step on his shoe in third grade and he'll be like, nah, I ain't fucking with you. Step on my shoes, I ain't, you know. But You have to, like I said, you have to truly be able, and you have to deal with the insecurities that's going to come with it. You can't do the repeat behavior. When I say that is, sometimes in life, unknowingly, we may do something that may trigger something. Like I said earlier, something that they might have sensed or picked up before when you did whatever you did. And it could have not even been related to that. But it's hitting them, and you got to reassure them. Now, me, on the other hand, depending on what it is, I mean, because think about it, Hakim. Trust, when we talk about forgiving for trust, it's not necessarily just cheating. It could be a string of other things that could break somebody's trust. Cheating, I can't forgive because I'm nobody's parole officer. I don't want to have to monitor, worry about where you at. Like, I'm not doing all of that. Plus, I can't catch no case for tasing or macing nobody and nothing that, you know, I got too much to lose. So, that part, I can't forgive for. You know, so I think it depends on how they broke that trust, whether it's able to be forgiven, because they may not have necessarily meant to break your trust. It's just a past experience or past trauma or something that made you feel like you couldn't trust that person. Okay, so go ahead, Hakim. Here y'all go. Buckle up.
I'm going to answer this fairly, and I'm going to be honest and come from myself. So let me step outside myself real quick. Short answer, JoJo, yes, people can. Some folks can. They can forgive and work through it and talk and communicate, hold each other's hands and look deeply into each other's eyes tearfully and say, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have fucked that bitch at work, but the booty was big. I'm so sorry. You can do all that shit. That is all good. Some people can do it. On the other hand, I am one of them folks who can't. Once you cross me, you lost me. Once you break my trust, it is broken. You can, it's Humpty goddamn Dumpty. You ain't putting that bitch back together. There ain't no crazy glue, no gorilla glue, none of that shit. Okay, I'm not the queen. I'm not going to be a monitor, but your ass going to be on a monitor. I'm not going to be, I'm talking about a heart goddamn monitor. Don't go around. Let me say this goddamn clearly for everybody listening to the sound of my voice. And I need y'all to put away your opinions, your thought, and preconceived notions about shit. And I need you to turn on the news. I need you to stick your head out the window and look at the world that you're in today. You would have to be either the riskiest, goofiest motherfucker in the world to go around playing with people's feelings and betraying them and shit in this stage of the goddamn game of life we're in 2020, or the dumbest motherfucker, or the greediest motherfucker. Either way, you're a motherfucker. So let me say it to you like this. Do not play. I don't play when it comes to trust. If I'm in a relationship, I don't play, I don't joke when it comes to other men. I will have 18 women all over the weight limit of 300 pounds stomp your shit out. I do not fuck around because I don't fuck around. I take trust. It is embedded in my DNA. Your word is your bond. Your bond is your life. You give that life when your word shall fail. I've been singing it to my children. I've been saying it to anybody close to me. That's been my word since 92 when I decided to be Hakim. That came with the package. So to go around in this day and age in 2020 lying and cheating and scheming and fucking around and playing around, that's the problem with some of you goofy motherfuckers. You're playing around. It's time to get serious. Relationships are serious. When someone says, I am committed to you and only you, they better mean that shit. Because if they don't mean that shit, cut his balls off, hang him on the front porch of his mama house, so when the wind blow, they go clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety as punishment for having that lying motherfucker. Don't play around. It's too dangerous out here. There are crazy people out here. There are people that will hurt you
because they are hurt. So do yourself a favor. If you're not happy, stitch it. Stitch it. Because I'm telling you, you're going to play the games. You may have been able to get away with it for 15 times. It's that 16th time. You're going to cheat on one of these chicks, bro? And it's going to be the one that's going, you're going to wake up in a burning goddamn bed. So, y'all keep fucking around. You better take this world seriously. Take someone else's emotions seriously, because women are going to gun ranges now.
Yes, they are.
Women are taking full-on combat sport classes now. I'm talking J-Lo and Enough. Okay, I'm talking about mixed martial arts.
I know, that's my show. The best part in the movie is when
you let me tell you something. And it's not because they're worried about you beating on them. They're doing it because they got a feeling they might have to beat another chick ass for you. Or over you.
Or
because of you. So, I'm just telling y'all, do not play these games with trust. Trust is a lifeline to a lot of people. A lot of people, like me, I've been through hell for the last 20, 25 years of my life. So for me to give somebody my heart and trust them, it is a big thing. And for them to do anything to disrupt or disturb that or to fuck me over in any kind of way, let's just say I'm going to have a very, very interesting costume on Halloween. Okay, because I'm going to wear a motherfucker's skin, hair still attached and all. I'm going to be wearing your shit like a Halloween costume. So do me a favor. Don't fuck around. Okay? So I hope I inspired some of you to stay loyal and keep your legs closed. I hope I inspired some of you brothers to just go to Pornhub and beat one out, bro. Don't cheat on her. Okay? All right. There goes the sermon of Pastor Hawk. You got the plate. We accept cash apps. All right. Okay. Here's another one. This one is from Tanya over in Delaware. This is her third show she's ever listened. She saw my post on Instagram. Welcome back, Tanya. And Tanya says, I just found out I was the other woman. What do I do? Do I fix it or do I ditch it?
Well,
she wrote me a whole goddamn three paragraphs, so I'm trying to summarize it with the finishing touches here. Friends with the family, we shared a hell of a lot together, and then the other day I go on Facebook, saw a picture of him with another woman who, according to their relationship relationship status, they have been together since January 2019. When I confronted him about it, he didn't have much to say. He apologized and told me he fucked up, but that his feelings were always genuine and true. I don't even know where to start with my thinking. What do I do? Do I fix it or do I ditch it? What do I believe? And should I tell her?
Okay. Well, first of all, you ditched him. And the number one reason why you should ditch them is because had you not went on Facebook and found out about it, you would have never known about it. Clearly, you are the other woman. So that person, he's in a whole other relationship. And being that you just found out about it, you don't know if it's others other than you and his main chick. clearly, he can't be trusted because he were having a full-blown relationship with you as well, because you had no reason to think that you were the other person. Clearly, that person believes that they have something with them because they posting all up on social media. And you're right, he fucked up. And he could have fucked up in such a way that you don't want to be bothered. I mean, maybe hurt, you may have feelings for him or whatever the case may be, but he cannot be trusted. He's not going to end it with this other female. He didn't have that much to say because he figured what he said was going to be enough for you to forgive him. So he hasn't even cared enough to go into details. Should you tell her? I would tell her. I would tell her. I would let him know, listen, I didn't know. I didn't know about y'all. I'm removing myself from the situation because I respect myself enough to not to want to share my man with somebody else. To here's the receipt. I thought you should know, and that's it. Now, we're letting her know, just know. You don't know what type of person she is. She could be a dummy and don't believe you, but that's her choice. She could be a dummy and stay with him, but that's her choice. She can be a dummy and want to be competitive. Be the bigger woman. Tell her about herself. Remove yourself from that situation. And that's it. And let her deal with whatever choice she makes. But you need to be able to live with the choice that you made.
You would tell her, if you plan to leave, you're going to make sure you tell her? Or are you just going to let them do that?
I still want to tell her, because maybe she don't know what type of dude she's dealing with. Maybe she do, maybe she don't. But I'm still going to tell her. Me as a woman, I would want somebody to tell me. Nobody want to be out here. Just like how she felt when she saw that picture on Facebook, thinking that she had a good dude. I'm just
that
saying.
Is petty.
Listen, it could be petty for whatever reason, but my thing is, I would want somebody to tell me. I do not want to be out here looking stupid. I look stupid, he's going to look stupid.
Oh, man. That is hilarious.
But I would, even if I'm leaving, I would still say something. Because like I said, she could think she got a stand-up dude. Hey, she might not be, Tanya? What's her name? I want to make sure I'm getting her name right. Yes, I mean, she probably up here thinking that she had a good dude. And out here telling her friends about him, catching feelings, making plans for the future. And he out here just doing whatever he's doing. No, he, in the end, he's the one that's going to be looking stupid. But I absolutely would. I tell her, I send her some receipts, and not one old, I'll come and see you as a woman. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a mature listen. The same way she just explained it to us. Listen, I didn't know about you. Because in some type of way, if it comes out another way, it's going to be flipped all around to make it seem like she's the home wrecker. Because, you know, some of these people always blame the other woman when it's their little dirty big dog they got, but they go after the other woman.
Well, how do I follow that? All right, she got a lot going on here. Let's unpack this shit here, Tanya. You got a lot of activity going on. Long story short, you just have to ditch him, get the fuck away from him. Okay, let's play devil's advocate. How can you fix this? Okay? How do you fix that level of bullshit? So you found out that you were the side chick, not the other way around. If it was the other way around, you could do some soul searching. You could pull some mystical, emotional forgiveness level bullshit out your ass and say, okay, he's just being a man. You're going, because in order for you to forgive some shit like this, you got to accept his lines, or you got to at least understand that he's just a dumb fuck and you accept him for who he is. So this ain't that kind of situation. He was using you because what he had at home wasn't enough to sustain him. So, how do you forgive that? So, in order for you to forgive that, you would have to, one, accept that you're the side chick, or two, you're going to have to demand for him to leave the main chick alone, which ain't happening. He ain't did it yet, so he ain't going to do it now. Or you may be in some freak shit and want to turn it into a poly situation. I don't know. But guess what? Either way, you got some world-class fuckery going on. I say ditch it, and I say dig a ditch for his ass, too, while you're at it. But, hey, do your thing.
Putting your life in a mess. You don't know if he's sleeping with her, both of them unprotected, or who else he's sleeping with. What if the wife will find out about her and come after her? And now, like...
Yeah, protect your neck, too. Because you don't know what wifey know. Wifey could just be playing it like... His main chick could be just playing it like she don't know shit. And then, you know, she done went through his phone, or she done got the word because somebody done saw y'all two together. She just playing it off. Waiting to catch you coming out of goddamn CVS and right upside your goddamn head, throw you in the trunk. It happens. It happens.
To her end.
You know?
Now you got
yeah.
He's out there. You ain't set up to have for his
yeah.
dirty dick ass.
Yep. Hey, and listen, for her to, it might be dirty, but it must be pretty good because, goddamn, she questioning what she do. So he must have knocked the lining out that goddamn coochie.
They ain't no dick that good to have you doing 25 to life. I'm telling you.
Dick ain't worth jail time, huh?
No, not even.
Yep.
Thanks for your question.
This one is anonymous, and it was sent from this one was sent from Kingston, Jamaica. Shout out for Kimmy Coco. She says her and her coworkers are listening to the show as we speak, and one of them wants to get her opinion on her current situation. Her fiance told her that she either has to keep her 9-to-5 job or stay at home and just be stay at home and he breeds her. Yeah, stay at home and he breeds her. Holy fuck, we got ourselves a caveman, folks. All right, Queen, what you think?
First of all, what do you want to do? that's the decision you're going to make based on what you're going to do. Do you want to just be here just to, as he calls it, breed, just keeping your barefoot and pregnant at his will, his beck and his call? Because if he's controlling in this situation, they don't tell him what other ways he's trying to control you. You know, how you spin, you
blood
know, next thing he's going to tell you, next thing he's going to be telling you what you could wear, how your hair could be and everything else. You have your
God
own mind. You are able to be free. If you want to work, work. Me, if it was up to me, I will work. I don't ever want to be 100% dependent on nobody to do anything for me. Because with his point of view, he's up here and you're down there. Y'all not equal. It's based off a cave. You get to the right one. A caveman.
Well, shout out to my Caribbean brothers. That's pretty much you know. But that is just funny to me. That is your choice. Queen, has anybody ever told you any shit like that? Ain't none of your booze or a man ever say, "Hey, keep working, or I'ma breed you." Hashtag breed the queen.
Listen. First of all, that's why I have certain conversations with people to see what their views are on certain things before I get into that relationship. Because, that's not going to happen. It's a difference between someone saying, you know, I got you. You can choose to work or not work, but not if you don't work. These are your conditions. These are the things you have to do if you don't work.
Kimmy, I want you to have your coworker take a picture of this goofy fuck, and we're gonna make him a meme as get the fuck out of here was a person. All right, Queen, we got 5 seconds left.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks for your questions. We will do a part 2 of this show, but we have a couple of other shows to do first. Don't forget to follow us on our social media pages. Keep those questions coming. everyone nationwide, you are definitely appreciated. This concludes our show for today. Until next time, any last words, Hakim?
Breed, y'all, breed. God damn it. Breed the queen.
Good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.